We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, and here we start another show talking about another shooting. Law enforcement officials in Aberdeen, Maryland say that a lone suspect in a shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center in Northeast Maryland is in custody and is in critical condition. There's no longer a threat. Earlier this morning, they said that this guy opened fire. There have been multiple fatalities and multiple injuries, and we'll follow the story. And what are you going to do? I mean, honestly, I think we have to accept this as the new norm. And I guess one of the questions is, and we're not necessarily going to get into this afternoon because I've talked about this before, but I think one of the big questions is, why? I mean, there have always been guns. There have always been people. But it seems to me that there is this new level of rage and the desire to manifest that rage in some way. We see it on the roads with road rage. And I do think that this is part of this whole instant gratified society that we live in. We want instant gratification. So I'm upset. I'm frustrated. I'm not going to try to work it out. I'm going to go down to the Rite Aid distribution center and I'm going to open fire and I'm going to kill some people. Now, it doesn't make sense to you or me. It doesn't make sense to a rational minded person. But I can't think of any other explanation other than the fact that this just seems to be the result of a desire to instantly gratify one's rage. And there are a lot of people in prison right now because of that desire to instantly gratify their rage. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Weekend is almost here. Tomorrow we will have a blast. We'll talk about Beat the Falcons Friday tomorrow, and that will be fun. I really, you know, look, as down as I have been on the Saints the last two Mondays following the first two games of the season, as down as I've been, I think the Saints are going to win. And I agree with Drew Brees, who says we haven't played our best game yet. And it seems like that was something that he kind of said last year a couple of times. And it certainly is true. And look, if it takes the Saints, I don't think this is the sign of a championship team. But if it takes the Saints bad games to get out of their system, to build up for that big performance against a team like the Atlanta Falcons Sunday, then I'm all for it if that's what it takes. But I guarantee you that if the Saints play the way they played in the first two games against Atlanta, they will lose. I just don't think they're going to play that way. Also, I have a pair of tickets to give away to the LSU-Louisiana Tech game. It's this weekend in Baton Rouge. And when you hear Katy Perry roar, you hear that song, you be the eighth caller to our contest line at 260-WINS. That's 260-9467. Make sure you call that number and not the line that you've called in to get on the air. It's 260-WINS. Call that line. The eighth caller is going to be the winner of some tickets to go see LSU this weekend, and that's from Tiger Radio, WWL. Can we just end this whole controversy over the drag queen story time event at the Lafayette Library? Can we just put this to bed? A vote to denounce the drag queen story time event at Lafayette's main branch library did not pass the Lafayette Parish City Council Tuesday night. Did not pass. Done. UL Lafayette students dress up as women, and they read stories to children. This is coming up on October the 6th. This is all about accepting the LGBTQ community. What's wrong with that? I mean, there are people like this in the world. What's wrong with teaching kids to understand that it's more normal? I mean, maybe there would be fewer suicides, you know, because a lot of these people, they just feel so conflicted because of society's pressure to be a certain way that they want to kill themselves. And man, think what you want about lifestyles or about people, but you know, this is no reason to kill yourself. And collectively, it's our fault as a society in many ways. Not always, but in many ways, it's our fault as a society. Because we, maybe not you or me, but we as a society put pressure on people to be a certain way and condemn them if they're not the way we think they should be. And I'm sure in your own little way, whether you're straight or gay or whatever, in your own little way, you're a unique person. And you want people to accept you for who you are. So anyway, let's just put this to bed. But I think it's really great that the Lafayette Parish City Council defeated a notion to denounce the drag queen story time. All right, coming up later, I do want to at least mention this California doctor who was on a reality show in Bravo. He and his girlfriend are accused of drugging and having sex with patients, with female patients. And KABC in Los Angeles is reporting that it could be up to six alleged victims. And this goes right back to Darren Sharper and Bill Cosby. And this whole idea, which, of course, I think is ridiculous, the idea that you drug somebody and you want to have sex with somebody that's basically drugged and unconscious. I mean, there's a sickness to that. And there's even a name. I forget the name, but there's actually a name for that, a phobic kind of name or something like that. I'll look it up in the next break. But there's actually a name for that. And I remember talking about that when we talked about Darren Sharper and Bill Cosby. But this is just, ridiculous. Also, Maroon 5. All right, it's leaked out. I put in a call to PJ Morton of Maroon 5, keyboard player. And they can't really officially say anything yet because it's not official. But it leaked out yesterday that Maroon 5 has been selected as the halftime artist for the Super Bowl next year. And I think it's a great decision. I mean, who else are you going to get? I mean, there's a lot of other choices. We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll also talk about some of the best and some of the worst Super Bowl halftime shows. And I have to be honest with you, even though they were from my generation, and that was the name of one of their big hits, when it comes to the superstar halftime shows, the worst in modern memory for me was The Who in Miami. But who cared? Because that's the Super Bowl the Saints won. So it's like, you know, really? Who cared? But I just, it wasn't good. Now, some of these Super Bowl halftime shows are overproduced. I thought last year, Justin Timberlake was so overproduced, it's like, I don't even get it. And I thought the same thing of Beyonce. I mean, there was a lot of creativity in Beyonce's halftime Super Bowl performance, but, you know, it's almost like the talent is so diminished by the big production. And I think also Katy Perry was that way. Bruno Mars, I thought that was excellent. All right, first up on the show, Nike's sold-out merchandise is up 61%. Since Colin Kaepernick was selected as the face of the new Just Do It campaign. When I checked before going on the air, Nike stock was also up. Are you surprised? President Trump tweeted out that Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. That's not true. And see, this is the mistake that President Trump as a human being makes. You can't say something because you want it to be true if it's so easily proven to be wrong. And for the statistics to be showing, for the stats to show that Nike is doing just fine, and for the president to say that they're getting killed, well, that causes a lack of credibility in the person who is president of the United States. This isn't Trump bashing. This is just bashing somebody who, or anybody who doesn't understand that it's important to tell the truth. It's important to not just be rhetorical. Anyway, how do you explain Nike's apparent success in the aftermath of selecting Colin Kaepernick? Because there were people that called this show after Nike selected Colin Kaepernick for the new Just Do It campaign. And there were people who called the show, and I got text messages from people who said, "This is the end, man. Nike just blew it. Nike's going down. This is the end of Nike." How do you explain it then? Not everybody thinks the way you think, obviously. So how would you explain Nike's success? Also, I want to add to the conversation this hour, an East Texas school superintendent who was frustrated at the Houston Texans' loss to the Tennessee Titans. Deshaun Watson, who is black, was the Texans' quarterback. School superintendent in East Texas, Lynn Redden, commented on a link to the Houston Chronicle, his frustration about Deshaun Watson's play late in the game. He wrote, "That may be the most inept quarterback decision I've ever seen in the NFL." He apparently held the ball a little long. And this school superintendent goes on to say, "When you need a precision decision making, you can't count on a black quarterback." Really? Let's just stamp stupid on this guy's head. I think he should lose his job. I don't think a guy like that who thinks that way should be a superintendent of a school, even if it's in the very conservative area of East Texas. You think Texas is conservative? Well, East Texas is even more conservative than Texas as a whole. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Allman Brothers band member, guitarist Dickie Betts, is in critical but stable condition after slipping and cracking his head while playing with a family dog in Florida. And his wife, Donna Betts, says that they appreciate the thoughts and the prayers. Dickie Betts was listed as the 61 best greatest guitar player of all time in Rolling Stone magazine in 2011, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. And this was a song he wrote about his daughter, Jessica, which came out in, she was born. She was born in 1972. So Jessica was about his daughter. But I find this kind of funny. The story says, Dickie Betts has been sedated since the accident on Monday. Dickie Betts has been sedated since the band got together. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. Now, what's going on? I'm looking at the calendar. It's 2018. I grew up in the 60s, 70s, and I remember the civil rights movement. It is embarrassing that we still have people going around saying things like, "You can't count on a black quarterback." What an ignorant statement. That's what an East Texas school superintendent said. He was frustrated that the Texans lost to the Titans on Sunday. Deshaun Watson, a black quarterback, was the Texans' quarterback. Superintendent Lynn Redden commented on a link to the Houston Chronicle, expressing his frustration. This was about a play that Deshaun Watson held the ball too long. He said, "That may be the most inept quarterback decision I've ever seen in the NFL. When you need precision decision making, you can't count on a black quarterback." Should the East Texas school superintendent lose his job? That is our Blue Runner Foods poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, www.com. Here's an update. 75% say no, he should not lose his job. 25% say yes, he should. Call me and explain to me why he should not lose his job. You want a school superintendent who obviously has a tendency to think something like, "You can't count on a black quarterback." Wasn't it 1988 when Doug Williams, he was from Grambling, wasn't he? Doug Williams, quarterback of the Washington Redskins, engineered a victory over the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl in 1988, becoming the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. I think Russell Wilson has done a pretty good job over the years. I don't know about you, but I don't see color. If you look at sports and you see color, you got a problem. And for this guy to have said this, to me, this is just a microcosm of his inner thinking, and I don't think he deserves a job as a school superintendent. If he wants to make white sheets at the KKK factory or something like that, well, that's a whole different story. But this guy shouldn't be a school superintendent. We're also talking about Nike. Their sold-out merchandise is up 61%. Since Colin Kaepernick was selected as the new face of the Just Do It campaign. Are you surprised? And how do you explain that Nike's stock is up and that Nike is doing so well because so many people predicted that Nike would not do well? I got a text here that says Nike was catering to their target audience, which is young black males. Nike's audience is bigger than that. That's a strong part of Nike's audience. But Nike's consumer base is even bigger than that. Nike supplies all the jerseys and the stuff for LSU, and I think for Alabama, and for many schools around the country. You want to boycott that? And then recently on the show, we talked about Kenner Mayor Ben Zahn and his ill-advised email telling the boosters clubs and the playgrounds that they were not allowed to buy any Nike products because of Nike's stance on this. And that's using the government to infringe on First Amendment rights. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. From Thibodeau, Tim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Scoot. Two things separately. Number one, you're in very good company. Bob Woodward's latest book, you know, Trump and so on and so on, Fear, rather, Trump in the White House, he said he considers his vantage point as a radical centrist. So I thought...
Wow. Is he listening to this show? Sometimes I think they listen to this show.
So I thought immediately that maybe I remembered your terminology of radical moderate.
Radical moderate, yeah.
Number two.
That's really. You know, I've had a feeling for a long time that the White House may be listening to this show just to check in on what they might consider to be the other side, but also to check in on what is just a fair talk radio. I think they may be tuning in. That's really interesting, Tim.
Well, perhaps you can get part of the royalty. Number two, though, I wanted to tell you, we have a drag queen down here below Thibodeau, actually in Galliano. He's been featured on NPR. He's also appeared on Bourbon Street at the Windsor Court in New Orleans and also appeared in New York City. His name is Cookie Baker. And had 8,000 people in the LaRose Civic Center for Drag Queen Bingo.
Drag Queen Bingo.
That would be
interesting.
Yes, sir.
Tim, I have to leave it there because I've got news coming up. Here's a text that says, just when it looked like it was over for him, look at him now. I'm Scoot. We are coming right back on WFUL. Nike is showing an increase in business since they selected Colin Kaepernick. A new report shows that Nike's sold-out merchandise is up 61% since Colin Kaepernick was selected as the face of the new Just Do It campaign. And before it went on the air, Nike stock was up over a point. Are you surprised? President Trump tweeted out, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts, and that is just factually not true. So how do you explain Nike's apparent success after selecting Colin Kaepernick? Here's a text that says, I am white, female in my 50s. I have bought 6 Nike items since the ad came out. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's a quick update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Should a school superintendent in East Texas lose his job for commenting that you can't Well, it says can't trust. You can't count on, he said, you can't count on a black quarterback when it comes to decision making. I knew this would change. A few minutes ago, 75% said no, he should not lose his job. Now that's down to 53%. 47% say yes, he should. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. From the West Bank, Terrell, you're on WWL. Terrell.
Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I listen to your show every day. I sit back and laugh sometimes. I call and make comments. But are you surprised that some of the comments are being made about black athletes?
No. I'm shocked. I'm shocked when I think back on the history of my generation, and I think back on the modern history of this country, and all that was fought for in the 60s and 70s. I'm shocked. I'm not shocked in real time, but when I look back on history, I'm shocked that it's still going on today.
Why? You got a president. You got a president that's pulling this. He's saying what people want him to say, and now they're saying it. So why is America surprised? Why are they shocked?
Again, in the context of modern history, I am shocked.
Modern history hasn't changed, Scoot. History
A lot has changed, Terrell.
All of us have covered up.
Terrell, a lot has changed. A lot has changed, but I just can't. I can't. Are you telling me a lot has not changed?
I'm gonna give you an example. Look at the National Football League. All the black youngsters you had playing quarterback in college football, and where are they? It still comes down to it has to be a league where you have to have that white face back there quarterbacking. I don't care what you say about Cam. I don't care what you say about Winston or Deshaun Johnson. This country will never change.
I don't see how, factually and statistically, I don't see how a talented black quarterback would not be totally recognized. I don't see how you could avoid it.
It is, Scoop. It is.
I don't see it, but you can see it. But
maybe you were black, but one day you would see.
All right, Terrell, I mean, it's easy to say that. I understand that.
Well, it's not easy to say because I'm black for 62 years.
Okay, so, but look, you can't. But Terrell, you cannot say that much hasn't changed since the 60s.
No, it hasn't. We had a black president. It still didn't change.
All right. Have a good day. To tell me that much hasn't changed, that is not factually true. I mean, that's ignorant. Much has changed. More needs to change. But don't tell me much has not changed since the 60s. Here is a text that says Nike could still be getting killed by the boycotts, like Trump said, but still can have an increase in sales. Well, that doesn't even make sense. To say that a business is being killed means that a business is not doing well. So that just doesn't even make sense. But listen to the way people try to justify things. Man, anything to turn it around and justify it in their favor. I am shocked that as a member of the baby boomer generation, that this is still going on today. We talk about this all the time, but I'm still, as an adult, I'm still shocked that somebody as a school superintendent would say that you can't count on a black quarterback to make precise decisions. Okay, even if you believed it, why did you say it? Even if you believed it. So I think this superintendent, Lynn Redden, should lose his job. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back. Here's a song that I would like to dedicate this afternoon to school superintendent Lynn Redden, who said that you can't count on a black quarterback. So this song is for you. I'm Scooch. Angela, you're on WWL.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Howard.
We've creeped into afternoon, Angela, just to be accurate here.
Well, I haven't had my Starbucks coffee yet.
Okay, so it's still morning for you.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make a comment about the gentleman that called about the Texas principal that made a comment about the black quarterback. But let me just say that I was with the airlines for many, many years, and I know racism. I know it oh so well. I have friends from all over the world. But let me say this. It takes an African-American, it takes a black person. If a black person tells you that things have not changed, it has not. Now, somebody white can't tell me that. They just can't say that because you don't know what it's like to be in our skin. And racism today is subtle. It's little subtle things that we know it. We know it. I know it oh so well. And I don't know how else to explain it. But
well, Angela, you explained it very well. And you're actually making my point, but I understand what you're saying. Yes, it is subtle today. I remember a time when it wasn't so subtle. So therein is an indication that it has changed. I understand the point you're making. And in the context of the world that we live in, I agree that maybe it hasn't changed, but some things have changed from the past. We have made a lot of progress. We still have a long way to go.
I agree. And I'm going to just say this last thing. I have a lot of multi-ethnic friends from all over the world, and there are some things that I will not tolerate. For instance, I will not tolerate friends of mine being in my home, they're feeling very comfortable with me, whether they be black or white, use the N-word. They cannot. They can't tell me in jokes. Mm-hmm. They can't. They just can't do it. They just can't do it. I am very, very liberal. I can walk down the street anywhere in America, and people know me because I don't look at a color. I wasn't taught that. But when I tell you from my heart, racism is alive and well.
Well, Angela, but this is something that's misunderstood. I mean, I totally agree with you. But if I talk about how things have changed, it doesn't mean that I don't recognize what you're bringing up. I mean, I recognize what you're bringing up.
When you say change, in what way are you saying it's changed?
Well, I'm going to be blatant and go, okay, blacks don't have to sit in the back of the bus. Blacks can sit wherever they want to sit. They can go into any restaurant they want. I mean, I remember that. I remember when blacks and whites had separate bathrooms and water fountains. So those are the changes that I'm thinking of. But when it comes to the subtlety of it, I would agree with you. There's still subtle racism.
We go into a restaurant, and I promise you, the average waiter will run and hide because they don't want to wait. There's subtle things that are happening even in the restaurant industry.
I understand that.
It's alive, and I'm telling you, it is. And I'm not a bitter woman, but I just want people to be real about it and let them know. Just like the guy in Texas, the one that called about the black quarterback thing, there are so many of him around.
I know.
He's the very one that will be stepping off an airplane with Trump saying, there's my African-American friend over there. There's so many people like that. And what I'm not trying to be negative, but I just want you to understand, and I want your audience to understand that racism, and we know it. We know it. It's alive and well, and things have not changed.
And much has not changed, Angela. I appreciate you taking time to call. But the fact that, okay, if there are waiters and waitresses that don't want to wait on a black couple, okay, that's a problem. But at least they got in the restaurant and they're sitting down. I mean, I say at least. I mean, that's the part that I'm talking about changing. I don't feel the need to defend myself when it comes to the recognition that I have that racism is still alive today, because it is. And we talk about this constantly on this show. From West Wego, Jeff, you're on WWL.
Yeah, about the Nike thing, and then I had a comment also on the FBI thing. But the Nike thing, I wasn't surprised. In fact, I predicted it. I've had a debate, let's say, on Facebook for weeks about this Nike thing with a woman lawyer in San Francisco, on a radio show, and I predicted that because what people are not understanding. And she didn't understand it, which shocked me. But I mean, it's not about football. This has nothing to do with football. And Angela, in that conversation you had with Angela, you know, you all had a great conversation about the same subject, and nobody mentioned football. There are a lot more people that don't like football than like football. I love football. You love football. But this has nothing to do with football. That's the part that nobody understands. The Black Lives Matter got so blown out of proportion because people don't realize that was about Black Lives Matter too, as well, not Black Lives Matter only.
Well, you're right, and I think there were some activists that really kind of took over the movement and gave it more of a militant image than it originally had in the beginning.
Can I say about the FBI now?
I'm not sure what you're talking about with the FBI.
Well, I'm going to say real simple that President Trump actually looked in the camera and to the American people and said the FBI, they don't do background checks. It's not their thing. The FBI, they don't do background checks. I think that should be the headlines. And
wait, are you suggesting that the president of the United States state said something that wasn't accurate?
5,000 times, 5,000 documented times. And he thinks the FBI doesn't do background checks. I think that's dangerous.
I tell you what's dangerous. And again, this is advice to President Trump in the White House. And if the president called himself recently a radical centrist or something to that effect, then maybe he's listening to this show. I mean, maybe they check in. Maybe they want to listen to what another side is saying, and they do. I know at the White House they do monitor things, and they monitor extremes. This is not an extreme show, but I just think that's really interesting. And there have been a couple of other times that I haven't wanted to say it, but I've said some things about the president of the White House shortly before he's changed his mind about something. So I'll just do what Trump does. I'll take credit for it. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. So there are still people really upset with Nike, but Nike seems to be doing just fine. I mean, there is a report out that Nike's sold-out merchandise is up 61% since they selected Colin Kaepernick as the person to be the face of the new Just Do It campaign. From New Orleans, Richard, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing today?
I'm good, sir.
Hey, listen, you say things are getting better. I'm not going to say it's not getting better, but for this guy to make this comment about the black quarterback because his mentality or his IQ, that's insulting.
Of course it is.
And to continue to even have a dialogue, have even a conversation about this racist attitude that has become so polarized in this country,
yeah.
Because let's face it, it starts with Agent Orange in the White House. A lot of stuff. Yes, sir. I have to go there. Lock him up.
All right, Richard, I got news coming up, man. I appreciate the call.
You got to give me a chance.
All right, be quick. I've got news coming up. Be quick.
I can't even hold. But this is the thing, man. We have a country to here. And it shouldn't matter whether you're black, white, or green.
That's right. I agree.
It shouldn't matter whether you're gay, straight, or in between. God says what? I don't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddha, whatever it may be, that says everybody got this in common in their religion.
All right, Richard, I got to leave it there. All right, look, if you're on hold, hang on, because this conversation is just getting started. We're coming right back with more of your comments on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.